Indiana Real Estate Headlines. Indiana Property Records Search Tool helps IN agents access deeds, liens, and permits fast. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Indiana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence and verify critical property details before closing without toggling between multiple county systems. Bookmark /indiana.propertychecker.com/ for quick access to comprehensive property records across Indiana. Indiana Real Estate Headlines. What Indiana real estate professionals need to know about Realtor Commission. This source outlines essential information regarding Realtor Commission fees, strategies for finding a low commission realtor, and details about low realtor fees available in Indiana. Understanding commission structures and competitive fee options is crucial for Indiana real estate professionals navigating client expectations and market dynamics. Review the full breakdown of realtor commission details and low fee options in Indiana at the provided link. Indiana Real Estate Headlines. Indiana commission rates edge below national average, survey finds. Remove or verify with a current dated source. If using historical data, clearly state the actual survey date and source, according to name source's actual year survey. Consider noting that commission structures have changed significantly following 2024 industry settlements. IN agents can benchmark their own fee structures against verified local data and communicate competitive positioning to prospective sellers. Review the Indiana commission breakdown at /listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-indiana/. Indiana Real Estate Headlines. Indy.gov resource for residential development permits in IN. Indy.gov provides information and resources regarding residential development permits. Real estate professionals in IN must understand these permitting processes to effectively navigate and guide new residential development projects. Review the residential development permit requirements at htl://w.gov/activity-residential-development-permits. Indiana Real Estate Headlines. Indiana Real Estate Commissions, Average Rates and Negotiability. The source outlines that real estate commissions in Indiana typically average between 5% and 6%, while explaining how these fees are calculated, split, and whether they are negotiable. Real estate professionals in IN can use this information to set accurate expectations for clients and negotiate commission structures effectively. Review the full breakdown of Indiana commission structures at the source URL. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Indian real estate boom offers IN pros global market insights. The source explores key trends driving growth in India's booming luxury residential, retail, and residential real estate markets in 2024. IN real estate professionals can study India's sector growth drivers, such as luxury demand and retail expansion, to identify emerging strategies and investment patterns applicable to local markets. Review India's 2020-24 real estate trends at the source URL to benchmark global best practices for your IN portfolio. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Indian County Property Appraiser Search Tools now available for IN pros. Indian County Property Appraiser Tools help users find home values and view tax assessments through an online record search. IN real estate professionals can leverage these appraisal and assessment data resources to support accurate valuations and client guidance in Indian County. Access the search tool at endlessindiancountypropertyappraiser.org/ to review current tax assessments and property values. Indiana Real Estate Updates. Indiana commission rate tops U.S. will average at 6.08%, Fast Expert survey finds. A Fast Expert poll of agents found Indiana's average real estate commission is 6.08%, which exceeds the national average of 5.57%. For IN agents and brokers, this data point signals a competitive landscape where local rates hold firmer than much of the country. Review how your firm's commission structure stacks up against the Indiana average at the source link. Indiana Real Estate Updates. New Indiana Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting for IN real estate pros. PermitFlow has published a complete guide to building permits in Indiana, along with resources and municipal guides to simplify the permitting process. For Indiana real estate professionals, faster permitting means shorter transaction timelines and fewer deal-killing delays for clients buying, selling, or developing property. Bookmark this resource to navigate IN municipal requirements more efficiently. hgov.permitflow.com/state/Indiana. Indiana Real Estate Update. Porter County IN launches centralized record search portal for land records, liens, and tax data. Porter County provides online access to search land records, liens, property taxes and assessments, GIS maps, and military discharge copies through a single portal. Real estate professionals in IN can streamline due diligence on Porter County properties by accessing critical title, tax, and mapping data from one centralized source. Bookmark www.portercountyin.gov/1997's record searches for faster Porter County property research. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IN cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.